It's time for the Arctic Radio World Tour. We explore the world of music with groups old and new, a look at legendary concert venues, and a visit to world-renowned music festivals. You never know what new things you'll discover.
Can you imagine touring the world and listening to music for a living? Oh wait, that's kind of what I'm doing. This week, we're in beautiful Belgium. Belgium as an independent country is still quite young. Independence was declared in 1830. Though one country, Belgium is divided into two areas. Wallonia, the French section in the southern part of the country, and Flanders, the Dutch section in the north. We won't get into politics here because we're here for the music, but the divide amongst them can be traced to a dispute between their languages, and it's one that goes back to Roman times, so I think it's safe to say it's something we won't be able to help with. I thought we'd get a big bang for our buck this time, so I headed to Boom, Belgium, where we'll check out Tomorrowland. And no, it's not a theme park. It's one of the top electronic music festivals in the world, and it should be on the bucket list of every festie. It's known for epic stage productions, along with its out-of-this-world fireworks display, and is one of the few festivals in Europe so popular that they hold two editions over two consecutive weekends, typically the last weekend in August and the first weekend in September. Each year, the festival attracts a lineup of international and European music acts. ASAP Rocky, David Guetta, The Chainsmokers, Tale of Us, Fatboy Slim, and RL Grime are just a few of the performers you may know. But there are lots more you may not have heard of. Let's expand our musical horizons a bit and try and mix some of the familiar and some of the new. We'll start with Amélie Lenz. She's a Belgian electronic music DJ, record producer, and owner of the Lenski record label. Lenz gave up her work in the fashion industry in 2014 and began to DJ under the name Renee, playing mostly bass-heavy, minimal techno music. More recently, her high-energy sets are known for their mixture of classic acid and tribal house influences, along with some more contemporary European techno sounds. Here she is at Tomorrowland 2019.
Close your eyes and follow me. 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 We'll be right back.
Tomorrowland brings out the best of the best in electronic DJs, one of them being Armin van Buuren. Since the Tomorrowland Festival began in 2005, Van Buuren has been a star attraction to the event, and it's not hard to see why. Since 2001, he has hosted a State of Trance, a weekly radio show which is broadcast to nearly 40 million listeners in 84 countries on over 100 FM radio stations. According to the website DJs and Festivals, the radio show propelled him to stardom and helped cultivate an interest in trance music around the world. Van Buuren has won a number of accolades. He has been ranked the number one DJ by DJ Mag a record of 5 times, 4 years in a row. In 2014, he was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording for his single, This Is What It Feels Like. This makes him the 4th trance artist ever to receive a Grammy Award nomination. In the United States, he holds the record for most entries on the Billboard Dance Electronic Albums chart with 21. Here's This Is What It Feels Like by Armin van Buuren. That track really got them going at Tomorrowland. And here's another female DJ from Ghent, Belgium, Charlotte DeWitt, who is also well known in the electronic music scene in Europe. Best known for her dark and stripped back brand of minimal techno and acid techno music, she has previously performed under the alias Raving George. In 2015, DeWitt dropped her alias and started using her real name. Her debut EP, under her name, was released in the same year on Turbo Recordings. In 2019, she launched her own record label, Context. DeWitt has performed at various notable electronic music events, including Junction 2 Festival, Boiler Room, Printworks, and on December 31st, 2020, she performed at Tomorrowland, which was held online virtually due to COVID-19. Here's Charlotte DeWitt. Another favorite DJ at Tomorrowland is French-born David Guetta. Guetta is a prolific producer of music, having released 7 studio albums, 11 compilation albums, 3 extended plays, 85 singles, 11 promotional singles, and 42 music videos. His debut single, Nation Rap, was released in 1990, and his debut studio album, Just a Little More Love, was released in June 2002. Guetta's popularity on the music scene was well established in Europe and began to grow around the world with each successive album. It was David Guetta's third album, Pop Life, that saw him gain more notice in the United States and Canada. Nothing But the Beat, Guetta's fifth album, was a huge commercial success worldwide, spinning off seven singles. No wonder he's so popular at Tomorrowland and is often one of the headlining acts. Here's Sexy Chick with David Guetta featuring Akon from 2009. Much great dance music. I can't sit still. We'll wrap it up with some music from electropop DJ duo The Chainsmokers, made up of Andrew Taggart and Alex Paul from New York. That's right, Tomorrowland doesn't just feature European stars, they have representation from around the world. They started out by releasing remixes of songs by indie artists. Duo achieved a breakthrough with their 2014 song Hashtag Selfie, which became a top 20 single in several countries. They have won a Grammy Award, 2 American Music Awards, 7 Billboard Music Awards, and 9 iHeartRadio Music Awards. Here are the Chainsmokers with their song Something Just Like This from their studio album, Memories Do Not Open.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking. looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do, do, do.
And that's just a sample of what the Tomorrowland Music Festival has to offer. If you're ever thinking of heading over to Belgium, just make sure you add Tomorrowland to the list of things to do. I really don't think you'll regret it. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next week.
That's it for this edition of the World Tour. Join us next time for more on the music, the venues, and the performances here on your radio.